Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've had this discussion with many people over the past month. It's funny, it's coming up so much, and it has to do with the media and fake media. And I tell them, I say, guys, you don't get it. The media is fabricated. The news from the media, the left-wing fake news media, is fabricated. It's made up. Welcome. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't say this lightly. These people have there's no journalism ethics anymore. They don't fact check. You can reference a source and they can say, who's your source? Oh, it's unidentified, you know, like, I don't want to tell you. Okay, fine. Print what you want. And they do it. We're going to talk about today a lot of fake media stuff and media cover-ups. For example, are you aware that how many people have come in through the border? We talk about the number of illegals. Have they talked to you about the number of actual terrorists that they've caught? We broke a record in that. Have you heard about Hunter Biden's latest laptop stuff? The files that they've recovered that many, many people are recovering from these drives that deal with sex trafficking, human trafficking. Did you see the one that has a picture of a girl? She's bound on a pole, and the starting bid for her is $150,000. This was a picture on Hunter's laptop. Now, look, I'll be honest with you. Laptop pictures come on through the strangest stuff. I play a little video game on my phone. When I go to transfer files from my phone, there's all the little icons and things like that that come on your computer that have nothing to do with you. I'm like, who is this? Oh, that was some person that I was playing against in Wordscape or something, right? So I get that. But with Hunter, you know he's got a proclivity for sexual deviancy. And they've already alluded to this multiple times. I don't think it's just like, here's some ones we found. There's stuff that they didn't have to look for. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on the conversation. So we're not hearing about that. Guess what else? What is the Biden family fascination with leaving their naughty stuff behind? Joe Biden's daughter, I think her name is Ashley, she left her diary behind at a halfway house. I mean, dope fiends, sex fiends. By the way, both the kids, the Biden's kids, are dope fiends and sex fiends. And then what do we get? We get Joe Biden used to take showers with his daughter. Look, folks, I get when you're an old man and you're, you know, a father and you're bathing your one-year-old daughter who has no recollection and will have no recollection of, you know, daddy bathing. They're not that you even need to be in a shower or tub with that child because you're probably bathing them in a sink. But by the time a child is able to walk, you know, pretty good and have conversation, daddy's not taking a shower with him. I don't know the details of this. I don't know whether Joe was taking a shower with her at 2 years old and the little girl. I mean, I wouldn't do it. There's nothing in my head that goes, yeah, it would be okay to take. I didn't even take a shower with my boys. Four sons. This is just weird Biden stuff. There would be a year of Jerry Springer just from the Biden family. But we don't even talk. The leftist media with stories that abound. And can you imagine what we would learn if the leftist media, if there were investigative reporting that came out of D.C. and they just followed three Democrat congresspeople around for any reason? Again, you'd have a Maury show, a Springer show, a whomever. You know what I mean? One of these salacious talk shows. So we've got that. We've got a story they're quietly, they're not even reporting this. Joe Biden is actually separating from Ukraine. He's telling people, don't be back in Ukraine like we were at first. Back away from some of the remarks that you're making about this. And I could go on. There's at least, and folks, I'm not exaggerating this one bit. I could just tell you the titles of the things that happened over the weekend, and it would blow your mind. We could talk for hours on two subjects. Joe Biden's daughter's diary, for example. I didn't dig into the story. If I were to dig into this story and start asking about the pathology of it, the psychology of it, how these kids are so jacked up, how Joe Biden looks at LGBTQIAWTF issues the way he does, how Joe Biden looks at pedophilia, how he looks at women's issues and things like that, it's a distorted, demented dude's brain, and he has control of the Democratic Party. Thank God he's not a Republican. If Joe Biden were a Republican, I would renounce my Republican affiliation. God is my witness, I would. There's already some bad enough ones. Mitch McConnell makes me want to do it, but I refuse to at this point. But if Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Anthony Weiner, I could give you 1,500 Democrats that would make me go, why do you think so many Democrats are leaving their party? You know why. So, I saw this thing. Some overwhelming number of Democrats do not want to provide protection for the Supreme Court of the United States. It's an amazingly big number. They don't want to provide protection. Anybody want to guess why? You think they like to see some of these justices on the right offed? They do. I know you, Kevin, don't say that. We'll get censored. My radio station will. Well, if you don't like what I say on your radio station, take my show off. The Democrats would, in a minute, quicker than that, would dispatch of a Justice Thomas if they could. They pray for his death. People are evil. Anyway, when we get back, I want to delve into some of these things, these terrorists that were nabbed. I don't know if you heard the story. You may have. I want to talk about them trying to get Hunter Biden's records from the DOJ and how the DOJ is providing cover. But we're going to start with fake media news outlets. This is going to blow your mind if you haven't heard the story already.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was hanging out in L.A. the other day. I was invited to an event for the Lincoln Club, and Seth Morrison was the special guest. And if you don't know who Seth Morrison is, he is the owner of the Babylon Bee. He did not start it. He bought it from a guy named Adam back in 2018. I don't know Adam's last name, but he bought it from Adam, and he's really made it into an amazing pop culture icon, a pushback against the left, using sarcasm, irony, and, you know, creating fake news. And you know what Seth Morrison said his biggest issue is with creating satire from the news? The biggest issue he has is that he can't make up news that's more crazy than what's there. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They showed different articles. It was so funny. He'd show an article of something they made up, and then he would show that it actually became true. You'd laugh at it thinking it was so outrageous. And then 2 weeks later, it turns out somebody lives the lunacy that they created. It comes from the minds of comedians. So anyway, they started a site, another site called Not the Bee. And what it is it's actually that. It's what we do. It's exactly what I do, which is I give you the news that I go, this is so crazy, you wouldn't believe it to be true. And that's why I have to give you the source, because I don't want you thinking it's fake news. Fake news, a term that Donald Trump coined, you know, what, 6-7 years ago. It is now part of the lexicon, and it is a fact. It is the one thing that Trump did that I can tell you unequivocally, for me, without a doubt. He opened my mind up to the idea of fake news. Now, Justice Thomas had told me about it a few years earlier. He said, Kevin, the news is fabricated. And I was, come on, Justice Thomas. He goes, it is. It's fabricated. He goes, they make it up. They don't know. Nobody's giving any oversight. They just create the story, set the narrative, and that is it. And he told me that. And then he went on to tell me the fake story that they had about him, which made me believe it to a degree, but I didn't buy into it completely until Donald Trump. Here's what I want you to think about as you think about what I'm telling you right now. Think about everything they said about Trump. What they say about some of your favorite people. What if you found out that indeed it was lies? It was just created lies. That Donald Trump had, you know, had a relationship with Stormy Daniels. Made up. That all these bimbos that Gloria Allred said Donald Trump had paid off or whatever. Made up. What if you learn that it indeed was made up? And this is what I say to people that naysay against Trump. I say, what if you stop for a second and realize that the news is fake, that it's fabricated? How would you then look at Donald Trump? Would you look at him as a fighter, or would you look at him as a guy who's always just, you know, trying to stir up controversy with his tweets and with his comments? What if you were constantly being lied about? What would you do? Because I know what I would do. I'm fighting back regardless. So if you buy into this nonsense, man, you're part of the problem as far as I'm concerned. The Babylon Bee exposes that. They did. So do we, by the way, and many, many other outlets. We try to do it. And what was funny, Seth finally said, he goes, let me tell you, I think he used a Chesterton quote. He says, A humor will go underneath the door while the truth is still trying to pick the lock. What he's saying is comedy will go under the door while the truth is trying to pick the lock. And what he's saying is it's so much more important to learn the art of ridicule and to use comedy against the left to make them a parody of themselves. That's the reason why comedians are being shut down right now. They don't want people to make fun of them, because if you make fun of them, the reality sets in that they're fair game. I tell people all the time, this is why the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is so important. It's more than just about laughs, which it's an amazingly funny show. But it's about the First Amendment and people who are observational, who learn how to shut things down. Because comics, man, people don't understand. We are so observant. You have to be funny. You're looking at everything. And I say all this to introduce you to one of the biggest scandals. And by the way, it is not limited to this group that I'm going to tell you right now. It's already happened. I watched a movie about it before. I don't know, remember the name of the media outlet where the guy just made up stories. But here's what I will tell you. New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, CNN, MSNBC, all of them make stuff up. And here's another thing that's funny. Seth Morrison said, you'd be shocked. These people fact check our satire. Consider us liars because we do satire. Then mitigate the number of people who can see our stuff because they claim that we're fake news. We are fake news. We say it right up front. It's like
And again, it's like my friend Blake that used to be on the show quite a bit. He would add unconfirmed breaking news. He said, all the news that's unfit to print, and he puts a warning. The news is unconfirmed breaking news. It's probably not something you should repeat. He's got all kinds of warnings on his website. Do you know they shut him down for having fake news? It's insanity out there. And luckily, there are people who fight against it. Rage Against the Machine, I think, is the name of a rock group or something. Well, I get it now. I want to talk about one outlet in particular, USA Today, because the story just broke last week or over the weekend. But I want to tell you, this is a cautionary tale for everything you hear, everything you read, everything you see. This is not legitimate news, folks. We are in the era of propaganda. They tell you what they want to tell you. They can paint any picture of anybody they want. They can make Joe Biden look like he is a conqueror who saved the world, and they can make Trump look like the biggest piker on the planet. And that is exactly what's happening to us right now with the news media. Trump exposed him. That's why they hate it so much. And God bless this man for bringing their lies to our attention and for making it stick, for branding it to such a degree that we're now skeptical. I know I am. I hope you are. USA Today removed 23 articles from its website after an internal investigation found that one of its reporters fabricated sources. I'm going to make a prediction for you. This will not be the only reporter that this happens to. This is going on again and again and again, and the editorial staff are aware that it's happening. That's what's so sad. When we return, we'll cover the scoundrel who wrote these articles.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tuesday is the first official day of summer. This as millions of Americans are dealing with a heat wave of triple-digit temperatures. Forecasters saying today will be another scorcher for millions of Americans from the Central Plains to the Upper Midwest. In an advisory late Monday, the National Weather Service said dangerous heat will continue to make headlines. People in the Upper Great Lakes will roast with highs in the upper 90s, with temperatures as much as 20 degrees above average. Kids under 5 can now get COVID vaccinations. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy calling it a very big moment in the fight against the virus. Murphy saying COVID is more dangerous than the flu for young children. According to the CDC, through May 28th, 442 children under the age of 4 died of COVID. USA Radio News. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Democratic State Senator Royce West describes the situation he's concerned about.
This committee ends up in a partisan divide that it further intensifies the tension in the state concerning whether our children will be safe.
Texas Republican lawmakers say they're worried about solutions that could infringe on Texans' Second Amendment right to bear arms. They're calling for measures improving school safety and resources for mental health. The Supreme Court is ruling that public vouchers can be used for private and religious schools in rural areas of the United States. The case that originated in Maine means parents, in some cases, now have the choice to send their kids to schools using their taxes meant for public schools. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The amount of fake news out there is undaunting. It's tremendous. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, we're not fake news. I don't even profess to be news. I just profess to be a person who says, here's what somebody wrote, and here's what I think about it. And I'm glad you trust me enough to come here 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, download the show, tell other people about it, do your part, hit that donation button, hit those ads, click those ads and stuff that pays the bills, whatever you do. And for those of you who don't do that, well, you're racist. Anyway, glad you guys are here. The amount of fake news, and I'm going to talk about some of it here today, but we are going to focus on this latest article, this lady who fabricated stories at the USA Today. 23 articles removed from their website after they learned that this particular person faked the news. But before I get to that, I want to talk about a story that was earlier. Former National Intelligence Director Rick Grenell, a friend of mine, joined other conservatives who are furious over how the complicit media is carrying a torch for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton after she leaked false Russian information accusations against President Trump. And he tweeted, Hillary Clinton worked with the FBI to push a fake Russian collusion accusation against President Trump, and at Maggie NYT got a Pulitzer for a fake story. Newsrooms won't report on the story. He previously tweeted concerning New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman's reporting on the Russia hoax. These phony Pulitzer Prize winners for a fake Russian collusion story certainly are quiet about working with Hillary and the FBI to dupe America. They don't know how much they're being mocked outside of the bubble. In 2018, Haberman reporting on Trump's administration earned a Pulitzer Prize for national reporting. She has not offered to return the prize since charges against Trump have been proven false. Think about this. You get awards, the highest award in your field for promoting lies. Let's go to this news story, USA Today's breaking news. Reporter Gabriela Miranda fabricated sources and misappropriated quotes for stories. Confirmed by whom? Kevin Jackson? The great right wing conspiracy? White wing. No, I'm black. But anyway, no. Confirmed by their own news outlet themselves. This happened last week. They conducted an internal audit. And you know what triggered the audit? They got an external correction request. I dare you to go reread some of the stories that you've read from these leftist rags. And ask yourself, if I were in a court of law, could I use this story? It will be, we learned from sources. A source that asked not to be identified, etc. There's nothing to validate the story. Nothing. Now, in the old days, you would think, okay, an editor said, I want to know who the source is. Okay, it's so-and-so. All right. These reporters, investigative reporters like this chick, well, whatever she is, Gabriella Miranda, they have no oversight. Multiple sources claim, blah, 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 blah. Read the article. It will not, even in some cases, it doesn't even say Defense Department source says or Department of Interior source. It won't even give you enough to know where it could have potentially originated. Source on Mars said it's completely coming out of the imaginations of these kids that are writing the articles, and they have one goal. Notoriety. It's not about honesty and truth, which, by the way, would get them tons more notoriety. It's about setting the narrative that somebody has said, here's what we're going to set. So, Gabriella Miranda fabricated sources, misappropriated quotes. That means lied for stories. So they removed 23 of her articles for not meeting the outlet's, quote, editorial standards after a several week investigation. And here's what they wrote.
After receiving an external correction request, USA Today audited the reporting work of Gabriella Miranda. The audit revealed that some individuals quoted were not affiliated with the organizations claimed and appear to be fabricated. They not even affiliated with the organizations, and the quotes are fabricated. Now, I told you there was a story I watched with this kid, and it was based on a true story. His stories were riveting. He was an amazing fiction writer. And they passed it off as, I'll get you the source. I'll have this, I'll that. And finally, a new editor comes in at this location and says, you know, these stories are great, but I'm looking at this now through the lens of my profession, and you're not passing muster. USA Today knew this was going on. Don't think this for a second. And by the way, she gets fired? Why didn't the editor get fired? Why haven't there been many, many other people? If journalism wants to survive, why haven't they cleaned house? For the same reason Hollywood didn't clean house after Harvey Weinstein. For the same reason that the pedophiles and the sex traffickers aren't cleaning house after learning about Jeffrey Epstein. Leftists like a dirty house. So the external correction request is what drove it. If I were these people, I'd be looking at everybody's articles. I'd say, we're going to go back through, and I want every one of my reporters, if you've got an unnamed source or we find one irregularity, we're cleaning house. But you think they're going to do this? Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to do just like the underreported Wu flu deaths. They're going to say, yeah, we just got rid of another person on page 16. You're not going to even know it. Would you know the average reporter when they come and leave, you know, comings and goings of various news outlets? Not really. Maybe if Anderson Cooper left CNN. But for the most part, you don't know. You don't know. You don't care. They're going to gut this staff little by little. But here's the problem. The problem is they still got to try to set a narrative that Joe Biden is a brilliant guy. That Barack Obama was the best president ever. That Hillary Clinton would have been the best president ever. And on and on. They got to try. Who's going to propagate lies if you're telling the truth? If you're getting rid of the guys that are not going to let you do it? The audit revealed that some individuals quoted were not affiliated with their organization's claim and appeared to be fabricated. That's a complete condemnation. Only 23 articles. How many articles did this chick write? 23? Practically every article that she, what's the pecking order? How do you rise through the ranks? I'm going to guess you got to find the biggest investigations. You got to write the most salacious articles. They create an ecosystem that says, get me clicks, get me notoriety, get me fame. And then they wonder why these people fall for it. Why do these Gen Xers and millennials, I don't know how old this lady is, but I'll tell you this, my bet is she wanted a surefire way to success, and she wanted it as fast as she could get it. They say, although links to the now removed stories are still up, the text of the articles has been replaced with an editor's note that says, this story has been removed from our platforms because it does not meet our standards. So it's up. We're going to leave it there. Okay, here's what I would like to know. Twitter, did you put this story up? Facebook, did you put this story up? Because if you did, you put up fake news. And while you're censoring conservatives who would dare to even question something like this, they're putting it out there. They're propagating it. I don't know how many people read these articles. Enough for somebody to go, I didn't say that. I didn't do that. That person doesn't work here. We don't even know who you're talking about. So USA Today has pledged, and this is a quote, to reinforce and strengthen its reporting and editing diligence after removing the fabricated stories. Hey, I'll believe it when you fired five or six other investigative reporters, because I think the entirety of what they do is a, if you want to do opinion, call it opinion. If you got somebody that's doing breaking news, I want it to be news, and I want to know the sources. And I, like I said earlier, we can't even get information on Hunter Biden. We have to beg to get information on Dr. Fauci, the frauds, the people who are getting grants and things like this. They won't tell you who's in cahoots, who's being paid off by the pharmaceutical industry. And you expect them to tell the truth? They don't want to give you the data because it's lies. When we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
What would Biden's government disinformation department, or whatever the heck they were calling that thing, do knowing that the USA Today sold fake news through this girl, Miranda, whatever her name, Gabriela Miranda, who did nothing except make news up? Isn't it pretty shocking when you think about it that I just want you to stop for a moment and ask yourself, what else has been made up? Benghazi? Made up, right? I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I'm saying how they covered it. What's been made up? Barack Obama, scandalous administration? Was that made up? Let's come to something more recent. These people who dismiss the inflation data called it transitory and now say, nope, it's going to be around quite a bit. Made up. We all saw it. We've witnessed it. I'm going to tell you, here's what I can guarantee you. If they dug into this stuff, you would find out. You'd find out that the Wu flu death rate is much lower. Much lower. That the number of people who got it as a percentage of Americans and died from it is much lower. Those statistics are completely flawed. You'd find out that the number of people who died of Wu flu versus with Wu flu is completely erroneous. You'd find out the number of people who got this disease is much higher than they ever want to give it credit for. You'd find out that the vaccines, every single one of them, is a killer. We've got Rand Paul quizzing Fauci on the blatant lies of the CDC, Fauci, and others. And we'll probably, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but we'll get to it this week. We've got all this stuff brewing. And what Rand Paul essentially elicits is that the CDC and all these other organizations did nothing but lie. He mentions the VAERS reporting. Blatant, in-your-face lies. The number of people who are suffering from this that they will not tell you. Misinformation, disinformation, lies, blatant lies. Lies that are impacting lives. These people that want to be the purveyors of information, misinformation, the people who detect it, are the very people who are fighting to keep Hunter Biden's information on that laptop out of the media. They are fighting to keep, if you are an investigative reporter and you get on the story of Hunter Biden, I bet you there are many of them who would love to do it, but they feel like their careers would end. It's going to take people with guts. There are people out there who don't want you to know that Joe Biden is a feeble, old, demented man who is completely unfit to be president. He is not fit to run his household. The people who blame the oil company executives for the supply chain issues that Biden himself vowed he would kill their industry, and now he's saying it's their fault. That gas prices are where they are. It's not his fault. Why'd they shift from it being Putin's fault? Putin's tax, Putin's gasoline hike, Putin inflation. Do you think anybody believed that crock of crap? Of course they didn't. So then we learn USA Today. The people, the media, the complicit media who joined with Hillary Clinton to force a lie on the American public. We spent $38 million on their lie. Who's going to pay us back? But the USA Today says, we removed the stories of Miranda, what's her face? Gabriella Miranda. We removed the stories. We didn't realize that all the different people that she was referencing as sources don't even exist. They don't exist at the companies that they exist. None of the things that she reported are real. All she did was take her attitudes on politics. She projected whatever she wanted in her stories and sold a fake narrative inside and outside. And you, USA Today, you helped to do it. And so did every one of these social media sites that claim to be the people fact-checking. How much fact-checking did they do of Gabriella Miranda? You know what they removed stories of? Texas 6-week abortion ban. I didn't read the story, but here's what I'll tell you. It spun it to where people fighting for the lives of children were the bad guys. They made Texas look like they were probably going to take away a woman's right to choose, a woman's protection of her own bodies, of her own body. And they spun it in a way to make Texas look horrible. That was just one of the stories. Another story. Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
You want to know something about Russia's invasion of Ukraine? Let me tell you what's happening there. Joe Biden has told the Defense Department Secretary, an affirmative action appointee, Lloyd Austin, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken to tone down their rhetoric in supporting Ukraine in its war against Russia. This was reported by NBC last Thursday. Tone it down, they say. Why would Joe Biden ask these guys to tone it down? They said the pushback came after Austin said the administration wanted Ukraine to win the war against the Kremlin and that the U.S. wanted a weakened Russia that could not launch another attack. That's what the defense secretary said. Blinken then publicly aligned himself with Secretary Lloyd Austin's comments. So we've got two people saying the same thing. You think that they just came up with this on their own? How do you think this happened? They got their talking points from the State Department. They don't just make this stuff up. And so Biden says, no. He told the two officials that their remarks went too far and they need to tone it down. Well, you know what? Let me tell you what's happening. What's happening is this. Russia is winning the war with Ukraine. Russia is winning the PR war. Do you know what the Russians have said about Joe Biden and this new thing? Putin came out the other day and he said this. I'm paraphrasing. But he essentially said, they want us to engage by these American elitist, leftist elitist rules. They want us to play by their rules. They want us to play in a rigged game. We won't play their game. So what Putin has said is, you want food shipped around the world? You're coming through us. You want fertilizer? You're coming through us. And we will not play by your rules. You want to go out there and demonize us and then expect us to play your game? It ain't going to happen. And that's why Joe Biden is saying, hey, listen, back off. So he's still got some brain capacity in that little noggin of his, doesn't he? Back off, guys. I don't want to get into this battle. So I bring this up because the fake news, as I mentioned, is telling us that Ukraine is winning this war, that we should be on the side of Ukraine. They are good. Russia is evil, etc. And Russia is saying, keep saying that, and we're going to show you evil. I got to tell you, I'm not mad at Putin. I read this story, that Putin was almost dead. I don't know if it's true or not, but here's what I'll tell you. I believe nothing our media says, so every time they say he's dead, here I'm looking for things like Putin's dying of cancer. He's dying of something. Somebody got to him. And here's Putin issuing probably what is one of the most, big comments that he's made. That's not the right word, but certainly newsworthy comments that he's made in a while where he said, I don't care what he and his, one of his communications people said the same thing. We're not playing by the world rules. We're not going to be ruled by the United States. Think about what Putin has just said. Putin has effectively said, I'm not going to bow to the UN or some world authority when it comes to running my country. You won't tell me what to do. And you know who the only person he technically has on his side? China. What happens in this dynamic if we keep letting a feckless person like Joe Biden lead this country? How does that end up? Anyway, that was one of the other things that she covered was Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I don't know what her stories were. I'm going to dissect some of them because maybe we'll talk about them later. Anyway, I got to take a break for now.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.